This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can we protect people from ever striking them with an evil eye? How many times you saw something beautiful in someone and you were hesitant to compliment because if something wrong happens to it, they may say, oh, it's because of your evil eye. Well, there is a way to compliment someone while making sure they are protected from you ever striking them with an evil eye, inshallah. Just like one time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was traveling with the Sahaba, they stopped for a moment on the side. One of the Sahaba, Sahil bin Hunayf, may Allah be pleased by him, was known to have a beautiful body and a great skin. So he went on the side to shower a little bit, you know, wash up. And then Amir bin Rabi'a, another Sahabi, he passed by. And he saw Sahil and he said, man, I have never seen such beautiful body and skin before. Right when he said that, brothers and sisters, what happened to Sahil? He became unconscious and he collapsed on the ground. The other Sahaba, they came, they carried Sahil to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, Ya Rasulullah, Sahil is not waking up, he's unconscious. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, whom do you think has harmed him? Who do you accuse? They said, Amir bin Rabi'a, he looked at him. So then the Prophet called upon Amir to come over. So Amir came. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, why would you kill your own brother? Why would you kill your own brother? Subhanallah. Yes, when we give that comment without thinking too much and saying the right dua, which I'll share with you, we may harm other people through our compliments, even if you do not mean it, brothers and sisters. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the following rule. If you ever see something impressive in someone, ask Allah to put barakah in it. Fad'u bil baraka, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put blessings towards it, such as Allahumma barik, such as Barakallahu feek, such as Tabarakallahu alayk. So put the name baraka and ask Allah to put baraka into it. That will preserve that person from you and I ever striking an evil eye towards them. But this story ends on a good note, inshallah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that Amir, you know, washes up himself. So he washed his face, his hands, elbows, the bottom of his feet, and a little bit from the inner clothing, like the under the clothing, and then to put it into a vessel. Then the Sahaba were instructed to pour the water onto Sahil. And when they poured the water, brothers and sisters, Sahil woke up. He became healthy. He walked as if nothing happened. Walhamdulillah. So be sure to ask Allah to bless the thing you're impressed by. So if you like this series, you enjoy the episodes, comment below, Allahumma barik or barakallahu fikum, to the wonderful team that helped put this together. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah bless you. Wassalamu alaikum.